FM, online and DAB digital radio.
This is Tim Willett.
Cambridge 105.
Been walking day to seek the sun, wasting away in the name of the hun. Let her down to the riverbed the day that she shivered there and died. Holding the thoughts forever and a day, whistling the tune of jealous enrage that led her down to the riverbed the day that she shivered there and died. Gone for a wander, gone for a stray, gone for a lifetime, just couldn't stay. Why did she have to walk away? Darling, the river leads to the bay. Talking to trees, drinking the moon, do as I please, for I never knew she'd go down to the riverbed the day that she shivered there. Heavy with burden, heavy with wine, picked off the reeds two at a time, on her way to the riverbed the day that she shivered there. Not more frequent no more, body they that lived there, the soles of her feet were sore the day that she shivered there and died. Black, oh, why blacker than soot, swirling and swirling from brown head to foot. She had all that she lost and she shared on the day that she walked to the moon. Oh, yes, the day that she walked to the
Beautiful. That was Patch and the Giant live from the Cambridge Folk Festival, and I think we timed that well because it's now starting to rain. So we'll have a quick chat until the point where you feel as if you need to duck for cover, basically. So tell me a bit about you, you guys. Where are you all from?
So we're from London. One of us is originally.
That's your base.
But that, yeah, that's our.
That actually is our bassist.
It's not that funny. Yeah. our bass player is from London.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Okay. Excellent.
That's what I thought you were saying.
You're playing the Club Tent tonight, but I understand you have played at the Folk Festival in the past. Is that right?
Correct.
So yeah. The Club Tent, is that like the pinnacle so far of your Folk Festival experience? Where else have you played before?
We've played quite a few now. We were at the Deer Shed Festival last weekend, which was up in North Yorkshire. Very nice. We've done Green Man and Wilderness, Secret Garden.
Secret Garden Party, I noticed. When did you play that?
Last summer.
Okay, last year.
Yeah,
was that summer. When it rained and rained?
Yes,
and
it
rained.
Was, yeah.
Yes, it rained.
Yes, I remember that year.
Yeah.
But as far as Folk Festival is concerned, where have you played on this site before? Have you played the Club Tent before? Or
no, we played at the Den 2 years ago in 2014. And we sort of graduated ever so slightly up this time to the Club Tent showcases, which is quite exciting for us.
What's that like to be able, because there's quite a lot of artists that we meet that sort of graduate and go up through the ranks at the Folk Festival. What's it like when you get offered a slot in a slightly better tent, but you know what I mean? Sort of.
It's good. It's very satisfying.
It's fun.
You get a better rider the bigger the stage you're on.
Oh, so do you? What's your rider? When you get asked for a rider, what do you ask for?
Beer,
unicorns and elephants.
Only blue M&Ms.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're allergic to all the other ones.
Do you want to come in? A couple of you sort of huddle in slightly. It's starting to rain a little bit more, so we'll bring you in our van and we'll continue to chat. I didn't actually ask you to introduce all of you. Perhaps you can introduce us to all the different members of the band and what they do.
We have Luke, who is our lead singer, songwriter and guitarist. Gabriel, who plays the violin. Derek, who plays the cello very well. Nick, who is from London and plays the bass. And myself, I'm Angie, and I play the trumpet and the accordion.
And how long have you guys been playing together as Patch and the Giant?
It's coming up to 5 years now. We've had a couple of other members at sort of points along the journey, but these five of us, we've been doing this together for about 2.5 years now.
And I understand you're about to release your debut album?
Correct, yes. This is big news. We're going to be announcing further details on stage this evening.
Oh, okay.
So we're quite excited to let everybody know about it.
So in I guess you've released music before, but not of an album. So you've released, what, EPs and
things? That's right, yeah.
Things?
We had an EP out 3 years ago now called the Bosun's Refuge EP, which we were very happy with, but it's now 3 years old. So we've got lots of new songs, which we're quite keen to get out there into the world.
Brilliant. What else do you have coming up for the rest of the summer after you played at the Folk Festival? Any other festivals still to come up?
We're playing at Boomtown Festival in a couple of weeks. We're playing at Lyme Folk Weekend down in Dorset. And we're playing at a festival up in Derbyshire in the Peak District in the end of September, which is sort of how we're going to close the season in style.
Brilliant. So people are coming along, people listening to this that are coming down to the Folk Festival later on. What can they expect to see from your performance?
To see or to hear?
Have you got great stage presence? Are you sort of a lot of energy on stage?
No, it's awful. It's nicer.
There's a bit where Derek does some break dancing, which is quite a sight for sore eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
On top of a cello.
I don't know whether to believe you anymore.
No,
now.
It's hard to say. He does do some pretty wacky dancing with a cello.
Excellent.
We were talking about maybe getting a pogo stick on the end of his cello, just to... The budget isn't really stretched to it, unfortunately, but
it's
the end game.
Yeah, that's not been done before.
No, well, I think every band needs a gimmick, and that could be the thing that makes us.
I think
hopefully.
So. Definitely.
Yeah. Pogo cello.
Do you play the cello and pogo around at the same time? You think you can manage that?
I will try to.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be an advanced skill, I think, if you could manage to do that. Brilliant. You guys here all weekend?
Here till tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to catch the music once we've finished.
Are you looking forward to seeing anybody in particular?
We were very looking forward to seeing Glenn Hansard, but I have a feeling that we may be playing the same time as him.
Let me refer to the programme. You may well be. You're on at what time are you on? 8:30?
Yeah, we're 8:40, yeah.
8:40. You keep answering my question and I'll look that up for you. Who else are you looking forward to seeing?
Okay, we're looking forward to also seeing Gorgo Bordello.
Charles Bradley. Who is fantastic.
Yeah. This is the kid. Very good.
Are they here this weekend?
Yeah.
We were with them last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you tend to meet same people on the circuit?
Yeah,
as you go
like sometimes we have like one summer where we see the same people like every festival, and it gets to the point where it's quite awkward because when you don't know them that well, you sort of do the thing when you go, "Hi, nice to see you."
Yes,
and then you see
them stalking you,
10 minutes later, and like, "Hi."
Yeah.
And then you just look away and pretend you haven't seen them. The next
Glenn Hansard is on stage one until 9:40, and you are on to 9:20. So
we do have a signing to do.
So yeah, you might might not be in luck, unfortunately. He starts 25 minutes before you do. So, yeah.
I might just go and watch him.
We kind of need you to play bass. I know, yes.
Priorities.
It'd be fine.
No, he is very good. I do understand it. If you went there for our gig.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you for coming and chatting to us and braving the slight rain shower, which appears to have stopped again now. And thank you for playing for us. I really enjoyed that. Do you know when your album is coming out, or is that something you're announcing later?
We will be announcing it on stage.
Okay, all right.
Come and see us.
So for people that aren't here and want to find out more about you, social media, website?
Yep, all of the above.
So just Patching the Giant, just search for you and you'll... Presumably there isn't another band with the same name.
If there is, we need to find them and kill them.
All right, well, we'll get people to look you up on there. And good luck with tonight's performance.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good to chat.